Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Chris Siderick. For fans of the show, that's the super recognizable, epic, soaring theme song for Game of Thrones. But for many fans who've been watching from the beginning, this season has felt a bit more like this. In fact, some fans are so upset, they've already... can never have too much kazoo. They've already begun petitioning HBO to remake Season 8 in its entirety, this time with, quote, competent writers. As of today, the petition has more than 850,000 signatures, which is a small fraction of the show's millions of viewers, but does make us wonder what went on in the writer's room. Joanna Weiss has been writing about Game of Thrones for WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. She's also the editor of Experience Magazine, and she joins me now in the studio. Joanna, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you.
So I should say right at the top, we will probably venture into some spoilers here. If you're not fully caught up, consider yourselves fairly warned. Joanna, you obviously watched the show. What do you think of Season 8?
You know, Season 8 has been a tough one. So anticipated for it's been 2 years since Season 7 ended.
Right.
And they took all that time to create the most epic, you know, 8 hours or 10 hours of television ever. It's very condensed. You know, we've got 6 episodes to wrap up an entire huge epic television series. You know, the series, as you know, is based on a set of books that isn't even complete yet.
Right.
So the TV writers were tasked with finding an ending before the originator of the story really came up with it on his own.
So, and that's fair, but I think I join in the majority here that the problem a lot of fans are having is not necessarily with the destination, it's the journey. And that, I mean, character development, that it's not about the fact that, say, Daenerys turns evil. It's the fact that that doesn't jive with what we've seen from her character up to this point, and there was no time taken to really build these kind of character turns that we're seeing.
That has been a really weird thing about this season. Yeah, we've spent all this time with these characters, and one of the things that people love, I mean, whether you're a fantasy person or an epic kind of, you know, medieval dragon person or not, you could really hook onto these characters. That was the beauty and brilliance of the show. You could hook onto a greater array of complicated female characters than I think you'd find anywhere on television. You had all kinds of nuances and shades of gray. All the characters had different moral frameworks and worldviews, and they were kind of competing on different playing grounds in their own minds. I mean, it was really fascinating. And I think there's this general feeling that I think is right, that this season, condensed as it is, has oversimplified everybody and everything.
What do you make of the fact that so many fans have felt passionately enough to sign this petition? I mean, we're approaching a million people signing this thing. And the season's not even officially ended yet.
Look, I understand the emotion behind it. It's been how many years and I still have not gotten over the Lost finale. Like, I'm still mad about it. I really am. So I understand that emotional connection you have to a show. You live with these characters. You think about them. People name their children after them. I mean, people are really connected emotionally to this show. And they've all got competing ideas in their heads about how it should end. And I don't think I think there are a lot of people who would accept an array of different endings. But as you said before, what they're having trouble accepting is characters who seem to be acting out of character.
I was struck by the fact that I want to play a couple of clips here because the actors have talked about this themselves, and even they're showing a little bit of disappointment. Here's a red carpet reporter interviewing Emilia Clarke, who plays Daenerys Targaryen, aka the Khaleesi, Mother of Dragons, Breaker of Chains, blah, 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 before this season started.
Are you happy with how things ended?
Yes.
She didn't say yes. You didn't say yes.
That was
best
a sad
season
laugh.
Ever.
So then let's really drive home the point here. Here's Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow.
If you could describe the season finale of Game of Thrones in one word, how would you describe it?
Disappointing.
Disappointing.
So you're talking about two of the biggest stars of the show. These are professional actors. They can't even act as if they are okay with the way this thing is ending. What do you make of that?
Well, it's sad to hear that. I mean, it makes me not looking forward to Sunday. You know, there's a big debate going on among lovers of the show about whether the problem is the destination or whether it's the pace.
Right.
You know, part of the problem is, A, it's been, like we said, 2 years since it ended. I mean, there's so much memory baked in and so many details baked into the show that might have foreshadowed what's happening, that probably did. That a lot of people just don't remember or haven't read the books and don't have it there, and, you know, in their encyclopedic knowledge of the show. And so everything's been condensed into these six episodes. And so turns, character turns, developments that might have played out over the course of two or three episodes and maybe made sense are crammed into 20 minutes. Somebody's, you know, Jamie's one way in the beginning of the episode. He loves Brienne. Then at the end of the episode, he's like, never mind, Brienne, I'm off to Cersei. And that keeps happening to so many characters.
That's only a slight exaggeration of how it unfolded, which is crazy. But I think it's worth noting that HBO offered the writers the chance to do longer episodes or more episodes, and they declined. So, I mean, what does that speak to? Is that the talking about the Herculean task of really making this your life as you're in this kind of project?
You know, it may be burnout. It may be that, you know, the other thing I think they felt was their mandate was to create epic television. And that's something I think this season has succeeded in. I mean, they had a huge CGI budget, a huge special effects and extras budget. They created two battle sequences that were probably, you know, at least one of them was the most complicated, you know, rich battle sequence probably ever seen on television. They clearly poured a lot of energy, effort, time. I think the Battle of Winterfell, they filmed over like 54 miserable nights in Northern Ireland. So they put a lot of work into the visuals and the audio, the technical aspects of the show. And I think it's been stunning, but I think it's maybe been at the expense of character and story.
Well, and you've also, on the flip side of that, you have all this time and investment going on, but then you also have a shot where a Starbucks cup makes it through the editing process.
Some of the details were not paid attention to.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm curious if you think one of the trademarks of the early seasons, obviously from the books, is that George R.R. Martin, the author of the series, was never afraid to kill the main characters, even maybe your main protagonist. It felt like that kind of disappeared after the show went beyond the books. Do you think that is playing into this as well?
I do. And you're right. That's the moment where I was hooked to the show, where they killed the main character
right.
of the first season
you're ready
before
to root for
the
Ned
end of the
Stark
first
the whole
season.
Way.
And I thought, whoa, this show will go anywhere. And it's true. That was a confidence that you had in the show, that it was not afraid. You know, the weird thing about predicting what's going to happen is now you know that they're trying to upend conventional wisdom and do the thing that's not expected. But at this point, now that they know that we know that, are they going to do the expected thing? Because that's not the unexpected thing. It becomes very hard to predict.
So this is still, as you mentioned, a pretty seminal work in terms of a TV show. Each episode was essentially put together as an epic movie. Has it helped change the way we think about TV, do you think, on a grander scale?
I mean, I think it raised the bar a lot for what TV can accomplish, you know, both, again, from a technical aspect and from a storytelling aspect. I mean, it had precursors, obviously, on HBO, The Soprano, The Wire, these kind of epic sprawling series. I think what Game of Thrones did was, A, you know, put a technical, you know, an aspect of sort of CGI and technical merit to it that was unforeseen in television. And then again, female characters, complex characters. It was really a grand metaphor for politics and for, you know, morality. And I think, again, a lot of future series are going to try to live up to that bar.
Obviously, the presence of social media allows fans to immediately talk to each other after these things air. And Game of Thrones really has been that kind of appointment viewing where folks kind of go to Twitter to react in the moment. Do you think that has basically raised our expectations in terms of what we expect from TV writers?
I mean, I think really this is one of the last shows where people are on it to such a degree that they're breaking Twitter and listening to 38 different podcasts
right.
about the show. You know, it's hard to find a show that brings together people in such a sustained way. So but you're right. This is something that's possible now. This is something that TV can do that, you know, the Avengers series is over. What's the next movie series that's going to get people engaged the way that a television
show can?
The Avengers
is not over. Don't buy that. So the last episode is this Sunday. Any chance that they can salvage this thing and put together an incredible finale that's going to please everybody?
There's always a chance.
I like
There's
that optimism.
There's always a chance, but I do. I feel like it's going in a way that I think a lot of people are geared up at this point to be disappointed after what happened in the last episode. That was a tough one.
All right. Well, Joanna Weiss has been writing about Game of Thrones for WBUR's Ideas and Opinion page, Cognoscenti. She's also the editor of Experience magazine. Joanna, thanks so much for coming in
Thank
today.
You.
Appreciate it. Stay with us. Coming up, comedian and Massachusetts native Pete Holmes. I'm Chris Sitterick. This is Radio Boston.